Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Before we get started on the football, I wanted to just, you know, pay a little tribute, say our respects to the God, Michael Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Omar, a.k.a. Chalky, a.k.a. Man, how many other amazing characters? What was his name in Sopranos, that one episode?
Oh my God, Mr. X.
Was that really it?
No, they called Jackie Jr. Mr. X.
Oh, right.
I forget his name. But yeah, Chalky, Omar coming. What else? Oh my God.
Well, the night of Juice, you reminded us of I forgot he was in that. He was great in that.
Yeah. He was in a lot of stuff. I mean, I probably didn't watch The Wire live like everyone else. I was late to that. And actually, I have not watched Boardwalk Empire, but I know he was a big character on that show.
Yeah.
Wait, you haven't watched that at all?
No, I never saw Boardwalk Empire.
Oh wow, you have to watch it. You'll love it.
And even if you don't want to watch all the seasons, I suggest just watching season 3 with Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah, that's when he stars 3.
That season's amazing. Well, he's only in that. Oh, spoiler alert! He's only in that season, but that season's incredible.
But you know, he's synonymous with New York, right? He's always at the Knick games,
oh, yeah.
And
yep.
He's just always in the streets. I remember living in Park Slope, and I would hear about him being around, or they were filming something nearby. I think Boardwalk, a lot of it was in Park Slope,
yep.
Actually.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's just really sad.
Yeah, he was a Brooklyn native. I think Flatbush or something like that. He actually got his start dancing in music videos and like Janet Jackson videos and whatnot. Yeah. And what else? He actually got that scar on his face. I just read that story recently. He was coming out of some bar in Queens and some guy with what they call that buck 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the days they used to be popular in NYC. You know, it looked like they slap you or punch you, but they had a blade or whatever. So, right. but that made him. He said that made him kind of like that put him on the map. Like he was just a dancer, and then the scar came out, and then Tupac wanted him in one of his movies to play his little brother because he's like, oh, yo, he looks thugged out.
He had a look.
Yeah.
He had a look for it.
Yeah, a great look. And then, then The Wire came out. And, I mean, such an iconic character. And I guess he had a bad heroin problem. And I don't know
if
fentanyl was involved.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, no. We lost Philip Seymour Hoffman, another great actor, to the same shit, you know?
It made me think about that, too. The same actor, because these guys are so talented, but you just behind the scenes, you don't know what people are going through or what they're doing, and it's just
right.
Incredibly sad.
Yeah,
but also amazing talent.
Yeah, 54 years old, and it's a shame. And actually, I didn't even know he did this, but I guess it was at like the BET Awards. He during the DMX tribute to his passing, Michael Kenneth Williams actually like portrayed DMX. During like some tribute performance, whatever. So, And that was just a few months ago, man. It's kind of sad. So, which leads you to believe? I mean, he clearly, it was not. I don't think it was intentional. But again, we'll never know. But
didn't he put like a cryptic message on Instagram?
I don't know. Why would you? You saw some?
Yeah, I think I gotta look at the article, but I think. He put like a clip up of Tracy Morgan like repeating like "Don't feel sorry for me" or something like that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was on Saturday night or Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of pain. You could just see it. Like,
it was a final Instagram post showed Tracy Morgan telling fans not to cry for me.
Ah, shit.
So who knows?
I mean, you could see, you could tell there was like a lot of pain in the characters he played. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
for all we know, he could have had a fucked up upbringing. Who knows, man? And just kind of stuck with him. You know, no matter how much success he got, it was just, you know, some people, it doesn't matter. You know, money's not everything. Yeah. Fame isn't everything. Yeah. Sometimes it's worse for people. So.
Right.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, glad we got to talk about him a little bit and definitely
he
be
will
missed.
Be missed.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, all right. Well, on to football.
I'll say I am very excited for football. More excited than I've been in a long time. Last year, I had no interest in football with no fans and everything that was going on. I thought it was a money grab. But in a way, it was also, I didn't fault them for it because, you know, it was also people using it as an escape. And we need football, right?
Yeah.
But I think this year it feels a little bit more normal. We'll have fans back. We'll try to do a full season that's supposed to start on time, and it'll feel more normal. That until I guess people start getting positive tests, but we'll see. Hopefully it's under somewhat control.
Yeah, there's one team that's like been decimated with it so far. The Vikings, I think I heard.
Wasn't the Titans, or was that last year? I feel like they've had a lot of this.
No,
this
Titans
year.
Also.
Titans yep. also. Yeah. Jaguars basically. I think they came out and said, like, you know, we're not going to get vaccinated, or like a lot of players, they have like the most players who like didn't want to get vaccinated or something like that. So, yeah, you know, is this going to Zach Martin of the Cowboys, who's, you know, arguably their best offensive player, is probably going to miss week one because of it. So already it's starting. Right. You know what I mean?
There's going to be a lot of it this year. And I think the NFLPA came out with a thing. They said, like, last year they were testing every day. It was daily testing. They're not doing that this year.
So wait, so what, they're just going to test, like, just once a week if you have it? You know, you're out, and if you don't, you could get it in a few days and play with it? Like, I don't know.
I don't know the whole protocol, but right. I'll read what he said. The president of the NFLPA wrote, "We are in a worse spot this year than last year because the NFL has backed off a key component of our previous success, daily testing. The Titans had 14 positives last month."
Jesus.
So I don't know why they're not doing that. I guess they figured if you get vaccinated, you don't have to get. That's like one of the perks of not, you know, getting tested daily if you get vaccinated.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you will never get it. So I guess I don't know. I don't understand how they're testing then.
But like, there are But isn't there a situation where the game could get forfeited or canceled?
Right. Yeah, I thought it was more strict this season.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think that's for the people who weren't vaccinated. They're going to go after teams like that.
Right. So it's a chance. Like,
it's confusing. Yeah. It's like they're trying to give the benefits for the vaccinated guys. Like, hey, you do it, you're not going to get tested every day. But then that also can backfire. So
what would you say? I mean, right now, what, 52%? Pretty much 50% of the country is vaccinated. So would you say the NFL is probably the same? If you talk about all players and coaches, it's probably like 50%.
No, I'd say more. I'd say closer to 70 to 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with Paul.
Okay. Because I
think I think there's been a few teams already. They said like we're 100% vaccinated.
Especially when you're dealing with these guys, their paychecks, right? Not everybody's making Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen money.
Right.
So you've got to think, 53-man roster, majority of the team doesn't make a ton of money. So those guys are going to try to protect their bag. You know what I mean? They're going to get vaccinated to make sure that they're not the ones losing a paycheck.
Yeah.
So pretty much what it says, if you're vaccinated, you get tested weekly. If you're not, you get tested daily.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I mean, these guys are mostly in great shape. You know, they're going to be okay. What I worry about are like these big, you know, slightly obese offensive linemen. You know, if one of them gets COVID, yikes, that's kind of scary.
I'm sure a lot of them have had it before going back to last year. And then, you know, who knows what the long-term effects are with that. Yeah, but yeah, these guys are huge.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that being easy for them to deal with.
Right. And we found out recently, actually, that Tom Brady had it after the Super Bowl and the parade. That just came out recently. He said he had it.
Well, when he was hammered?
Yeah, he had COVID after that. So, but knowing Brady, he's like the healthiest guy alive. He probably was, you know, no symptoms, whatever.
The way they made it seem, they're like after the parade, he contracted it. But the way they say it makes it seem like he got it at the parade, which we don't know what.
Oh,
the hell.
I know.
I was most impressed that, like, you know, he can keep that under wraps.
Right.
It's so secretive, and I'm sure he's getting the best care,
of course,
you know, that there is. But glad that he's all right.
Of course, yeah. Like Joe Rogan, you know, he got it recently, and he was bad for like a day or two. He said, but you know. He took like every drug known to man. He was on an IV drip. You know, he got like the Trump treatment, basically, that Trump got when he had COVID. And, you know, not everyone has access to these things, but, you know, if you're a millionaire, obviously, you're going to be all right, I think. So,
yeah.
But
for the most part, I just hope that they're able to have fans the whole year.
Yeah.
And there's none of that going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was so weird last season. Just like certain stadiums had some fans, certain stadiums had no fans. And it would just be so awkward with the no fans. But
yeah.
I'm excited for that, you know.
Well, I mean,
colleges had it this whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. And that's been.
Packed stadium. So.
That's been a sight. I mean, yeah. Yeah. The Virginia Tech game and Michigan.
I'm going to the Giants game on Sunday.
Okay. Wow. Broncos, yeah, so Giants.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. You went from like hating football last season, not hating it, but you know, like being like, oh, fuck this, to going week one. Look at you.
Yeah. And you know, it's really, it's a little bit eerie. I'll say that because, you know, we're also about what, you know, this weekend, we're going to celebrate 20 years. Since 9/11.
Right.
And I remember September 10th, the Giants were the Monday night football game in Denver playing against the Broncos. And then morning, September 11th happened. So it's just weird that that's this weekend and that's our opponent. But nevertheless, looking forward to the game. It should be a good game, too. I think the spread for that is Denver is favored by 3.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater?
I'm ready for them. Let's go.
Yeah, I think Broncos are going to be a sneaky team. So what we wanted to do, we want to run through, I guess, kind of each division, who we like, who we're like, eh, you know, put them in the bathroom. Where do you guys want to start? Should we start with Jets and Giants, or should we save that for the end? Probably save that for the end. Right? Yeah.
Just start with the greatest division known to man, the AFC East.
You want to start at the AFC East. Okay. Let's
do it.
Let's start there. So, you know, from I mean, it's definitely the division of young quarterbacks, that's for sure.
I think it's probably the most interesting division right now with,
yeah,
like,
I agree.
Looking towards the future, how quickly it's changed over the past few years, right? It was always Brady. And
everyone else sucked.
You have four really, like, well, Allen's proven.
Yep.
Two is not proven, obviously, or Jones or Wilson. But I don't know. I think this division is going to be so competitive for the next 5 to 10 years with these four guys, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got two teams who I think are going to probably win. I mean, you probably got two certified playoff teams, maybe three. And unfortunately, I don't think the Jets are in those three. They're probably going to be last in this division. You know, I think Jets, it's going to be like 6 wins. Obviously, we have 17 games this season, so that'd be a 6-11 season. But I think the Pats, I mean, the Pats fans are already anointing Mac Jones as like the next Brady, which I don't know. I don't know what to think. You know, obviously Belichick's probably he's thirsty, right? He's hungry. He's so pissed. Brady left won the first year.
And they went crazy in free agency spending money.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah. So who wins that division? I mean, it's going to be between the Bills and the Pats, right? Dolphins, they might be like a wild card team. It all depends on the quarterbacks. You know, Tua
it's
is still
Tua.
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
I really like the Dolphins roster is really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm just not I never will be a fan of Tua. But
yeah.
I actually have Josh Allen winning the MVP this year.
Whoa.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Oh my god.
That
He finished second last year, so it's like not
did he
totally Yeah.
Wow, he was that good?
Yeah, I think he's in Vegas, I think he's the third highest behind.
He put up crazy numbers.
He did, and that's a testament to, you know, the coaching there.
Yep.
And they have players, and they're good on defense as well. They have a great fan base, man. I tell you, I see more Bills gear and, you know, apparel, you know, like people out just like Bills fans and then any other NFL team. And I guess I get it. We're in like the Northeast, but like, you know, Giants, Jets, Pats, Eagles.
Pats, yeah.
I see Bills like more than anyone lately. And, you know, they're you know, proud of their team. And I mean, if you really think about it, they've been bigger choke artists than the Jets. But love their Bills, man.
I mean, if the Jets lost 3 Super Bowls in a row, oh my god, can you imagine?
Well, four.
Four. Four? It was four?
It was four.
Oh, wow.
How insane
four
is that?
In a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was three.
So
four.
So I think we all in agreement Bills win this division and then Pats are like, you know, a close wild card? Is that kind of where we're all at?
I think Bills will win like 12, 13 games. I think they're going to be that good.
And yeah.
Patriots, Dolphins, like around 500, maybe a couple of games above. Yeah, and Jets winning 4 to 6 games in that range. I just want to know that Wilson is the guy, you know?
That's it.
That's all we ask for.
Yeah. And Salah is the guy.
Show that he can manage, like, the media. I want to see how he is with game management. When to punt, when to go for it, when to call timeouts. Because the Jets haven't had a guy like that since Mangini, and it drives me nuts.
I know, and we only got did he last 3 seasons or was it 2 seasons? It was 3.
Gase?
Right? No, Mangini.
Gase?
Mangini.
Mangini, I think, was 3.
Yeah, because he had the 2 winning seasons.
Went to the playoffs the first year, and then I think his second year was kind of they were under 500, and then that third year was the Favre year,
which they were like 8-3 and then lost their last the last 5 or some shit. Yeah, complete collapse. And, you know, he couldn't get along with the media and obviously the ownership. It's a shame. Yeah, Francesa was on Simmons recently and he was like, Mangini was the guy. He was the guy. I mean, all Rex Ryan's players were Mangini's draft. You know, he drafted.
It was. He could evaluate talent. He knew how to pick players.
His personality wasn't the best. All we want to see, right, is a culture. Salah and Wilson and you just sent the article before we got on here that they're already bonding. They're having 4-hour, you know, pep talks. In Salah's office. So that's a great sign. So yeah,
Salah just feels different. He just feels like this is the guy.
What I don't get about Salah is the Lions, which are a joke, that's his hometown team. He's a Detroit kid or Detroit suburbs kid. I heard he interviewed bad there. Like, what did he do to, like, not get that job? Like, I'm just like, I don't get it. I'm not seeing something we're not seeing. Like, what happened
there? I feel like sometimes the teams will put that out. Like, they'll leak that to agents and say, oh, he didn't interview well. But it was more of him turning it down. and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he just didn't want to go home.
He just didn't want to go.
Yeah, maybe he wanted New York and or New Jersey, whatever. Who knows? Yeah, I have no idea.
It also seems like they're kind of in a rebuild, right? So why, like, you got to reach, like, Jared Goff. They're getting rid of their franchise quarterback in Stanford. Seems like they're just starting from the complete bottom.
Yeah, yeah, Lions are going to be probably pretty bad. We'll get to AFC, NFC North shortly. But, okay, so we got the AFC East down. Move on to AFC South.
The South, sure.
Sound good. Texans probably going to be trash. Probably worst team in the league, maybe.
Well, what's going to happen with Deshaun? He's just going to be chilling on the sideline in street clothes the whole year.
It's so weird. We've been talking about this for how long? I mean, pretty much since the season ended. And
well, I'm also shocked.
Nothing's been resolved.
It's not more of a media story.
It's weird, right?
If this was happening in New York or like a big
like
franchise,
Cowboys,
Cowboys, Giants, Jets, like Eagles,
Packers,
Chicago,
they're just waiting for it to hit trial, right? Is that they're just?
I don't know, but like, it's so weird.
Who's starting for them?
Tyrod Taylor.
Oh wow, Tyrod, man, he's bouncing around.
To me, this is the worst. That's the worst team in the NFL,
yep,
from a pure talent perspective.
Yeah.
I even think that they're worse than the Detroit Lions. I'm giving them the number one draft pick. And Deshaun Watson, I don't foresee him being on this team. I don't see him playing another game for the Houston Texans.
No, he won't play unless, like, what happens if, like, their quarterbacks all get hurt?
Yeah, I don't, what is happening here? Like, it's so crazy. He was like a top five quarterback, and now is he ever going to play again? Like, it's so bizarre.
For real, though, like, what if their top two quarterbacks get hurt, and then he's on the roster, but, like, he's not going to play, so you have to sign a guy literally off the street to start within, like, a few days? It's crazy.
They'll just do what the Jets did last year.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah, the year before, wherever it was, where they were just taking supermarket quarterbacks.
Oh my god. Pretty much.
But the exciting thing about this division is probably Trevor Lawrence.
I don't know.
They're probably not going to be good. I don't know. I don't know how much of an impact Urban Meyer is going to have on at the pro level. To me, this is a coin flip between the Colts and the Titans, and I'll say the Titans will edge it out.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah,
I agree. I think the Titans win this division. I don't foresee a wild card coming out of this division. Colts, I mean, what's going on with Carson Wentz? I mean, he's always hurt.
He's back. He had a foot issue, but he's back. But he'll get hurt again. Yeah. He's always hurt.
Yeah, they have a good coach, but
the injuries between him and Quentin Nelson, I just can't. I don't trust them yet. I want him to pick them over the Titans, but. Is that the Titans' defense is atrocious, but as long as King Henry is running it for Tennessee, I'll go with them.
Yeah,
I mean their wide receiver core is like stupid. Julio and AJ Brown.
I forgot Julio went there. That's right. Yeah, and Tannehill. I mean, he had a great season last season. You know, he's got a rebirth, so to speak. So
it's going to be a tough team to stop.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, it should be interesting, though, with Trevor and Wentz on a new team. But, yeah, I say Titans take that division. So we could probably move on to let's go to AFC North, which...
This is another one. It's going to be very jumbled.
Well, this is like three... So we have an extra wild card this season, right? I'm so confused. What's the playoff structure now?
I think the seven teams make it, and then, man, I don't know. Or eight teams make it?
So it's a four division and three wild card? But how's that work? I'm so confused.
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, seven make it.
Okay.
So there should be an extra bye, right?
Extra bye. Okay. Gotta be extra bye.
Or no.
One, or maybe
one less bye, one less. So there's only one bye, right?
Oh yeah, not the top two, just be the top.
No, I think the top one gets a bye,
and then two plays seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Four plays five. Three plays six.
Might have to double check that, but I think that's the only way it works.
So seven teams.
Okay. So, I mean, you could potentially see two. Oh man, we haven't even gotten AFC West. It's gonna be tough, but you got. In this division, you got the Steelers. They're always in the mix. I don't know how good they'll be this year. Roethlisberger's, you know, I mean, he's like pushing 40.
They're always going to be okay. And yeah. Their defense is really, really good.
Yeah. Well, TJ Watt, hasn't reported to camp. What's going on with that?
Oh yeah.
I thought he like.
Yeah, So he's on the fifth year of his deal, and he hasn't gotten a contract extension. And he's trying to. Him and his agent, they're trying to make sure that he's the highest paid defensive end in the league, or maybe the highest defensive player in the league. But they have this weird rule that
once the season starts,
they don't negotiate. But it's like, you know, if he's the best defensive end in the league or close to it, just pay him and let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading that now that it's like this old tradition and they're not breaking it.
Whatever.
Stupid.
You know, but this division, the Browns. I mean, they were pretty good last year, and I think they're going to be right back in the mix. Another good defensive team. Baker, you know, they got a bunch of weapons. Is Odell healthy? I haven't even been following.
Yeah,
They said he's healthy.
Okay, so
I think he'll have a big. If he's healthy, he'll have a very. You know, good bounce back year.
Yeah. And Juice, you were in Cleveland. You said there was just Browns gear everywhere. I mean, the fans are excited. Yeah.
They're one of those fans. They're just kind of like the Bills or your Seahawks. They have a very strong fan base.
Yeah.
They just haven't been good, you know, for quite some time. So,
forever.
I feel really good about the Browns. They're my pick for this division. And I think number two for me is Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. The Ravens,
Baltimore.
They're always in the mix. You know, just like the Steelers, they're always kind of in the mix. I think the wild card there is just Lamar, right? I mean, is he? You know, what kind of Lamar Jackson? I guess are we going to get? You know, especially
I'm counting on him being back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, well coached team and.
They just signed Le'Veon Bell today.
Oh, they did get Le'Veon. Who else did they get in the offseason? I feel like they added like some weapons.
I want to say a wide receiver.
Sammy Watkins. I thought
Sammy Watkins, and we'll see what goes on with them. Aren't they Baltimore? Weren't they like making fans be fully vaccinated or something? One of these teams was like. Stadiums was like making shit like that happen. I thought it was Baltimore. Maybe I heard wrong. Sure. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to see. I know I don't expect them to win tons of games, but are the Bengals? Are they finally healthy? How's Joe Burrow going to play?
Yeah.
Can they protect him? Because I love Joe Burrow. He's great.
Cousin Sal, you listen to the Simmons. You listen to the podcast. He's real high on the Bengals. So
yeah, I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm as high as he is. I just want to see, similar to the Jets, right? You want to see the quarterback playing well. And he has some weapons, man. Higgins, Boyd. Now they have Chase from LSU, his former teammate. So if they can protect him, it should be really fun to watch. But from a winning perspective, just not yet. Maybe next year or the year after.
Yeah, they're in a stacked division, too. So it's going to be real tough.
Yeah.
So... all right, so I think coming out of that division, I say, I want to say the Browns, but I don't
Cleveland.
Know. Yeah, I guess we can all agree the Browns. You know, I want to hate so bad on Baker. I don't know why. He has like such a punchable face, but I don't hate the guy. I just like I don't know. It seems like the thing to do.
A little douchey.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the Browns. This could be. Could be their year to compete. So now to another division that's kind of stacked. I mean, the AFC West, like, there could be three playoff teams out of there, too. Who knows? I mean, I say the Chiefs still win the division, but the Chargers and the Broncos could be sneaky teams. Raiders, who knows? They could either be the worst team in the league or one of the best. Like, I have no idea this division, other than the Chiefs will be good, you know?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very competitive division. I think Broncos will be with Bridgewater. Even if he gets hurt or something, I like Locke now. He looked good in the preseason.
Yeah.
Herbert's going to take a huge step up. I love him. He's really, really good. He's special.
And everyone's Herbert. So high on Deuce Staley as a coach. I don't know why, where this Deuce Staley hype came from. Deuce.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but Chargers, you know, everyone's kind of like high on them as like a sleeper team. And then the Raiders are finally going to have fans. I didn't even realize that Vegas wasn't allowing fans last year.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough, tough, tough place to play, right?
Well, what is it going to be like? Is it going to be like...
It might be half visitor fans, too, because everyone's going to want to make that trip.
Yeah,
right?
Is it going to be like bachelor parties? Or is it going to be like...
Are they going to... There's no dome on that roof. Is there a retractable roof or no?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like, are they going to... They're not going to wear their black jerseys with the roof open, right? That would be hell.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, that would not be...
Yeah, they'll have a roof. You know, Mike Mayock is someone who was so beloved on, you know, all the draft specials at NFL Network. He is the lousiest general manager, right? He's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. I was just reading... They just cut like back to back third round picks, like after 1 year. I don't know, he's a disaster. And I'm not, unless Gruden, they'll probably fire Mayock and they'll keep Gruden for one more year. But if you have four losing seasons in a row, how do you get to the fifth season?
Right,
well, they're insane. Didn't they give this guy like a 10-year deal?
Yeah, it wasn't like a 10-year deal for Gruden.
I don't care how good you are.
10-year, $100 million.
Jesus.
I don't care how good you are. You don't give 10-year deal. Like, it's, you're just like bidding against yourself. What are you doing?
I know. So much pressure.
Yeah,
there.
So I don't love them. I mean, I still can't believe they're riding with Derek Carr. Right. He hasn't done much to show that he's going to elevate this team. So I'm, you know, between them and Denver, they're probably in a similar boat. But I don't see those two making the playoffs. I love, you know, Kansas City, I think, is going to run away with this. But I also I'm going to take the Chargers to make the playoffs. And okay. Justin Herbert's probably my favorite young quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could definitely see that happening 100%. I'm going with the Chiefs winning the division and Chargers, you know, possibly sneaking in there. Did you guys hear about like Brady? I guess Brady wanted to go to the Raiders and the Raiders were like, nah, we're good with our guy here. And Brady was like, really? That fucking guy? Something like
Derek
that Carr. About Carr. Like, yeah, I don't get it either. This might be the last hurrah for him. Gruden, you know, the whole thing, right?
I think it was the Raiders. I was also thinking it might have been the Chicago Bears, but there is something. He wanted to stay in the, I think originally he wanted to stay in the AFC maybe. So maybe it was the Raiders. I don't know.
Yeah. And weren't they trying to get Khalil Mack back on the team? Wasn't that a rumor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
insane that they traded him. Insane.
I know. I still don't get it. Okay. So we're looking at an AFC Chiefs, Browns, Bills, Titans, and then wild cards, Patriots, Chargers and Ravens?
Pitt.
You like Pitt.
For me.
Okay, for you. Yeah.
Pitt or Baltimore.
You love Pitt. So. Yeah. You love Pitt.
Yeah.
And Juice, you kind of agree with that, right?
I'll take Baltimore over Pitt.
That me too.
Just because I like Lamar.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I'll take the wire.
One comment on the AFC East. It's going to be a lot to me. I feel like it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I think a lot of people are very quick to put Buffalo in the Super Bowl and give them, you know, 12, 13 wins. I could see them having 10 wins and the Pats having 9. And I'm going to say the Jets are going to have 7 or 8. And it's going to be real tight. It's going to be tight.
Okay.
And the Dolphins right
Let's go!
And the Dolphins what?
And the Dolphins right there, too. I'm not as sold on Tua being the guy just yet, but I haven't seen enough of him.
Right.
So I want to watch this season to see how it pans out.
Yeah. A lot of young quarterbacks. It's going to be kind of exciting seeing all that play out.
I love your quarterback though. He's going to be good. I like him more than Trevor Lawrence, and people think I'm crazy for saying that, but I'm more on the side of Steve Young and Tony Romo where He looks good.
Yeah, everyone has great. No one has a negative thing to say about him, honestly. You know, all the quote unquote experts love him. So we'll see.
Which means he'll be amazing, and then I don't know, he'll lose his passion for football and quit.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. But I like the bandana. You know, that's pretty. Pretty.
Yeah, he's got some swag.
Yeah, he's got the. He looks like. What's his face? Cobra Kai. Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny Lawrence.
Johnny Lawrence. So we'll see. All right. NFC. Should we start with NFC East?
Yeah.
Arguably
why
the
not?
Worst division in football?
Maybe. It was last year.
Yeah. Put him in the bin. Pretty brutal. I mean, I have no idea. No idea who wins this division. I guess you could say the Cowboys, but you could also say the football team, debatable which football team, but
yeah, are we allowed to say the Redskins on the God Pod?
Wait, were they going to come out? Well, it's too late now, probably, because the season's about to start. But weren't they supposed to have a name ready for this season?
I think they said next year it's going
to
be ready.
Okay, yeah, because they would have to make uniforms pretty quickly.
The last thing I heard was that it won't be the Warriors. They won't be the Washington Warriors.
Okay, has a nice ring to it, but there's already a Warriors out there.
You know, I don't mind the Washington Football Club or
football team. I like it. The only thing that I don't like about it is every time Schefter tweets in the capital WFT, I think he's saying what the fuck.
I know, I hate that. I always think the same thing too. The thing I don't like about football team is like obviously soccer, like overseas, like everyone's this football team. The fact that they're the only football team, it makes it seem weird. But whatever. I mean, they'll think of a name and whatever. That'll be the case. But Fitzpatrick, he's their starting quarterback. I don't know. I don't see it. What are the Eagles gonna do? Is it Hurts? Is it Minshew? The Giants or I don't know. Juice. Another. Are they headed for a 5-12 season? What's going on? No.
I'm gonna go the other way with that one. So, probably. Listen, if I have to pick the division winner, I'm gonna go with the Washington Football Team.
Okay.
With Gibson and McLaurin, and just their defense is so good. There's so much talent on defense. Their speed. I'm going to say that they're going to win the division, but they'll probably have 9 wins.
Yeah.
9 wins might win the division, 9 or 10. So we'll give it to them. My second team is actually the New York Football Giants.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are saying that they, don't have an offensive line. What are they going to do? Too many question marks. Is the quarterback good? Is the running back healthy? You know what? Everybody's offensive line is bad. They're going to make it work. Daniel Jones is going to be much better than he was last year. He has a lot more weapons. Saquon, he'll stay healthy. This is his year. If he doesn't, he won't be on the team anymore. Right. They're not going to pay him if he's not going to. So I think number one for me is I trust Joe Judge.
Okay.
I love the coaching staff. Patrick Graham at defense court. If he does well, he won't be coaching the defense for us anymore. He'll probably be a head coach. I trust them. If they do bad, Gettleman is gone, and they'll probably bring a New England Patriot to work with him and learn how to draft.
But the biggest mistakes with this team is all with the draft. They screwed up more early picks than anybody in the NFL. But despite that, the division is terrible, and I'm going to say that they're going to also win 9 games.
Yeah. You know, I have no idea. I couldn't pick this division if I tried. I really...
A lot of people are on the Cowboys, but I don't trust Dak to stay healthy, and I don't know if McCarthy can coach in this league anymore.
Right.
It just might have passed them by. And their defense is abysmal. It's terrible.
Right. Right. And, you know, the Eagles, no one knows what they're going to be. Yeah, I mean, this could be easily, like, you know, every team just fighting to the end. It's like what it is like every year, right? Every season for the last, like, how many seasons?
They fired Peterson. They have the new coach who might have given the worst press conference I've ever seen next to Adam Gase.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I don't like Jalen Hurts to run that team for a full season. I don't know, but I'm also a little biased.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Hurts, Minshew, I've no idea. No idea. So, yeah. So, that division, you know, gun to my head, I'm going to say the football team, just because I think their defense is pretty legit. And Fitzpatrick, you know him. He'll rattle off some, like, miraculous wins. He'll have some pretty bad losses. But, like, yeah, I mean, 9-8, I could see them pulling that off. And that probably wins the division. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to go with football team. Pancakes, what do you say?
Football team. Yeah. Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
I'm just not impressed with anybody else in that division.
Yeah.
I think Prescott's going to be banged up. I still think he's banged up right now. And I don't think he's going to make it through the whole year. Not a fan of McCarthy with this team. Defense is terrible. And yeah, like Josh said, Redskins' defense is awesome. I think Chase Young has a really good chance to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And they have good skill players that people don't like really know about. McLaurin, he said Gibson, Logan Thomas. WFT, man.
Yeah. WFT. WFT. Yeah, so let's go to NFC South, where, I mean, I think we can all agree Bucks pretty much, you know, running away with this division. But
unless,
okay, go ahead.
Mr. Jameis.
Yeah.
Has it click all together, and
it's a 30 for 30.
You know, Sean Payton works his magic and limits the turnovers, because when he's not turning the ball over, he puts up obscene numbers, like huge.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, he always throws picks at the worst times, and he gets in these terrible funks, but he's looked great in the preseason. And sometimes you just need to change the scenery and the right coach. But the one thing with them is they have no wide receivers. Michael Thomas is hurt for a while.
And they have no home field, right? Aren't they going to be
pretty
much playing road games? Like,
yeah, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
Like, aren't they starting? Like, isn't there week one? They're hosting the Packers in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Right.
Which, damn, that's fucking brutal. So I got to think mentally that's going to screw with them. Or it might be, I don't know, it could go the other way. Maybe they'll actually embrace it. Who knows? But yeah, that's a rough go.
Right.
That's tough for them. Kind of unfair. But Peyton is a good coach. Maybe he can really turn Jameis around. I think Jameis is definitely going to be better than he was, you know?
Right.
Can't get much worse than 30 for 30 or whatever he did. But who else is in this division? We got the Panthers, who I think people are like kind of high on, but like I don't know if they're a playoff team yet. You know, you got Sammy Darnold, who gets a second chance, basically. Matt Rhule's a good coach, so who knows?
I like their team, but I don't know, man. Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. He
What's he going to be like? What's he going to be like? I don't know.
Because he's had some really bad luck in the league, but he's also been kind of exposed a little bit, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
And I guess the Falcons are pretty much.
Yeah.
So I think they're a year away from totally blowing it up for a rebuild.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is probably the, I would think Matt Ryan's final year.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
They got rid of Julio. I mean, they have Ridley, but Ryan's up there, and I think they 28-3. Man, they had the title.
Oh, I know. I know.
They couldn't blow it up this year because of Matt Ryan's contract. Otherwise, yeah. They probably would have just, you know, cut the cord and have him sign with another team. But I do like them better than the Panthers. But Tampa Bay is the only playoff team that I see out of this. And I'm going to give them probably the most wins in the league.
Yeah.
Anywhere, maybe 13 or 14, maybe.
Yeah, I could easily see like 14-3.
They're bringing back everybody's returning. They didn't lose a single player, and their defense was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know,
I heard a rumor that Antonio Brown looks like how he looked on the Steelers in his prime. That's how hard he worked, and how ready he is.
Yeah, people are saying he's going to be like a dark horse for. Like offensive, whatever. Just an amazing year.
Yeah. Only thing that takes this team down potentially is either COVID or injuries or, you know, some shit like that. So, otherwise, yeah, they're stacked.
The whole team came back.
Yeah.
They didn't lose anyone to the free agents, and they signed people. So.
Yeah, Brady went down there, and like he already is like the leader, and you know, I mean. That's just what I guess being successful does. You know, he's pretty much like, you know, like kind of like the LeBron of the league. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But, all right, NFC North, which.
I think this is the. I want to say the easiest division to predict who the winner is going to be.
Right. I was going to say the NFC South was, but this is maybe second. You know, I think the Packers pretty much. But now the Vikings, I don't know. I mean, on paper the Vikings look great, but again they got the COVID issue. Their schedule is pretty brutal.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, lost you for a second there. You there?
Yo. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What were we saying? Vikings.
They still have Kirk Cousins at quarterback. I don't care. You know,
he's a disaster.
Yeah.
So maybe they could win 7-8 games, but they're not catching up to the Packers, who are going to win a lot more. My biggest question in this division is this the NFL's version of the Last Dance? Because we got Aaron Rodgers, who's available to leave, and Devontae Adams is available to leave, and
right.
You know, then what's going to happen? So
yeah. Yeah, everyone's already like, everyone's already putting Rodgers like on the Broncos next year, which we're gonna hear about that constantly all season. So, yeah, it is kind of like juice. That's a good, pretty good, like you know, kind of like a last dance. I didn't think about it that way. Situation, kind of like a last hurrah, like, and you know, maybe they're a dark horse Super Bowl team. You know, maybe they can somehow trump the Bucks, but. Yeah, Lions are going to be probably pretty brutal. The Bears, I mean, is there a Bears fan alive that wants Andy Dalton starting over Justin Fields? Like, I mean, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Like,
it's got to be brutal. Like,
yeah.
If Dalton starts, I that's all you're looking forward to, and then come on.
I don't get it.
Start him.
I don't get it. Like. Every so, team you know, that drafted a quarterback is starting that quarterback. Well, what's Matt Nagy seeing that I don't know. Does he think he's smarter than everyone else?
And I always thought like Dalton, he got kind of like a bad rap. Like he had like some really good years in Cincy, but he just always was terrible in the playoffs, right? But he's washed now. He looked terrible with Dallas. Like totally different. He's not that same legitimate starter anymore. He's nothing.
Yeah.
Like you gotta start Fields. You have to.
The only thing I could think of is Nagy. He played Alex Smith for a full year while Patrick Mahomes sat on the bench. So maybe it's a similar situation where he just wants to make sure that Fields knows how to
pick up the blitz or not get killed, not get killed out there, because he did take one hit in preseason where I thought his head came off his body. But then again, Nagy's going to be on the hot seat. If they don't do well, he's going to get fired, and they don't have their number one pick. I mean, you gave the number one pick to the Giants so that you could take Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So play him so you don't lose your job. But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Dalton's probably going to have a quick leash there.
Yeah. Once they start booing. Yeah.
Oh, for yeah. Sure. It's a wrap.
But Fields looks great. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I think we can all agree. Packers probably take this division, but who knows if everything works out for the Vikings, you know, no COVID issues or, you know, whatever. I mean, last season they had some games that they just completely blew. Like they're a bizarre team. So who knows? But I think Packers take the division. I don't know about a wild card, maybe the Vikings, out of that division. And then you have arguably the best division in all of football, where this is, if we're going to see three playoff teams, it's probably out of this one, right? The NFC West, where
this is the best division for sure.
Best division, I think. I don't even know who. I mean, the Rams, I guess, could be first, but Seahawks could be first. Niners, if healthy, could be first. Cardinals could be a sleeper team. I mean, could four teams make the playoffs? Probably not, but. I don't know. This division's really good. I mean, what do you guys think?
Oof. Man. My gut is telling me the Niners.
Okay.
But something else is telling me the Rams, and that Stafford's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, there. With McVay. I think everyone's kind of saying that.
You know.
Yeah.
But then I can't discount Russ, Carroll, and Metcalf.
They're always in it. They're always Lockett, there.
They're always there.
Yeah.
And I think Kyler, he'll take the next step. We have Hopkins on. Like, this division is loaded. It's going to be awesome all year watching them play against each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Juice, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Rams to win the division, but we'll probably see two other teams come out. And I'm going to say definitely the Seahawks are going to make it. And the Niners, their team is so loaded. It's just, I'm wondering what the hell. Yeah, what the hell is this platoon quarterback? They're going to play both.
Right. They're going to try and do, I guess, kind of like what the Saints do with, what's his face? Like, yeah.
It's so interesting, but if it works, you know, the rest of the team, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to say the Seahawks, the Niners, the Rams all make the playoffs. I'm going to say the Rams win the division, though.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I think the Rams, Goff was kind of the only thing holding them back.
I'm rooting for the Rams. I want Stafford to get into the playoffs and make a run.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I forgot what podcast I was listening to, but they were saying, maybe it was Rich Eisen, but they were saying that someone wrote a piece on Stafford, and he's never played in a big game, a meaningful game in the NFL. Which is so crazy.
That's true.
He's out of his talent. He was a number one pick.
Thanksgiving.
He never played a big game.
Thanksgiving. That's it. Thanksgiving every year.
It's not even like they were in like a season elimination game or something, you know, where winner makes the playoffs. None of that.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Lions haven't been relevant ever. Like I said, just on Thanksgiving every year.
But the defense is stacked, right? You still got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on that side of the ball.
Yep.
And their receivers, Cook and Woods, and they're gonna be fine. They're gonna be fine.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. That's gonna be a stacked division. It's gonna be interesting. So all right. So we blew through every all right, so here's our playoff team. So the football team, the Bucks, the Packers, the Rams, and then our wild cards are Seahawks, Niners, and Vikings.
I'm going Giants.
Oh, It's on wax, people.
Saints. Saints for me.
You're saying Saints? The G-Men. Okay. I'm saying Vikings. Whoa. So that's all right. So that's kind of fun. We all have different for that last wild card spot. We all have some different, something to keep an eye on all season.
Yeah, and I got the Super Bowl, the Cheeseheads over the Buffalo.
Okay.
Wow.
That'd be
fun. I think Aaron ends it in his Green Bay tenure with the ring.
So Bills go 0-5 in the Super Bowl? Oy, my God.
Yeah. Just brutal.
Oh my God, those fans, they're gonna jump into Lake Erie. Or is it Ontario?
I don't know, I don't know. I don't know why, but I think the Chiefs, something's gonna happen to them this year. Like, they're just not gonna be as dominant. I don't know.
Might get exposed a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling with that. I don't know why.
The reason I'm also not going to pick the Chiefs, but the reason I'm not is they've looked so amazing for the last 2-3 years that the team is much different this year, right? The linemen are all different, and they don't have any wide receiver depth. If you think about it, right, if Tyreek Hill gets hurt or something happens to him, who's he throwing to?
Yeah.
Mecole Hardman's the number 2. That guy sucks. You have Travis Kelce, but I don't know. I don't love him. And I had Clyde Edwards-Helaire in fantasy last year, and the guy was not good. He was not what he was supposed to be. So unless he has like a tremendous bounce back year, the run game is a little shaky too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mahomes also got lucky last year. He got hurt, but he ended up being okay. But it looked like he broke his leg or tore his knee up. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, they like barely won like some of those games. Like, they just like weren't. I feel like they got kind of lucky in some of them where like they just were like, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but yeah, I don't know. I have a weird feeling about them, especially the way they performed in the Super Bowl. You know, I don't know.
The thing is, too, right? You watch that Super Bowl. Every team in the NFL has that Super Bowl as the blueprint on how to play them. You know what I mean? So it's a copycat league. Other teams will figure it out. But it's more of a gut feeling for me. I could totally also see them running the table and just trying to winning every game. So
yeah. So with that being said, Juice, do you have a Super Bowl prediction?
Yeah, I got the Rams over the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Caracho.
Cleveland, this is for you.
All right, Rams, Browns. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with two teams that you guys both mentioned. I'm gonna go. Also, Packers, Cheeseheads, in as Juice put it, the last dance scenario over the Brownies. I think the Browns make their first Super Bowl ever. That's right. They've never been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Before the Super Bowl existed, they were like the team. They won a bunch of championships, but they've never been to a Super Bowl. I think the Lions have never been to a Super Bowl, the Jags and the Texans. I think those are the four. I feel like I'm missing a team, but I think those are the only four that have never been. So I'm definitely missing someone.
Sounds about right.
No, I think that's it.
Maybe one more, but yeah.
So who do you have winning?
Oh, no, the Packers. I think in the last, like, it's like a last dance scenario. I think.
So we got...
They're always right there. You know what I mean? They're always right there. I think this is the year they finally just, you know, they go back and win it.
Should have won last year.
Yeah, they should have. No, they should have. And I think the Browns, I think it could be like, you know, this is their year. They have the team. You can say that about the Bills too, but I think the Browns as well. And then I feel like they make it to the Super Bowl and then everything falls apart like next year or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But... Yeah, we'll see. It could easily be Bucks Chiefs again. I could see the Rams making it. I could see the Patriots making it. You know, who the fuck knows? I don't know if Mac Jones makes it first year, but
I can't believe you guys didn't pick the Giants.
I'll get out of here. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where's Cam Newton go? Speaking of the Pats, like, did the team sign him yet?
Nope.
No.
I think he's done.
Really? Wow. You figured a team.
No, someone will pick him up, but like, I mean,
if there's an injury, he'll sign.
It'll
somebody.
Be like the Cowboys, I think. You know,
the problem.
His career fell off so much; it's crazy.
I know.
Yeah. He wants to start, right? So it's going to be hard for him to back somebody up. So unless somebody gets hurt, right now he's shit out of luck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Should we do some awards? Kind of end with sure. some awards here.
Yeah.
Which awards? I mean, I feel like in the NFL, there's not really like, it's not like a big award league like the NBA is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. MVP, I had Josh Allen.
Okay.
Defensive player of the year, Chase Young.
Okay.
Coach of the year. It'll go hand in hand with Josh Allen. So McDermott, Buffalo.
Okay.
And then what else? Like offensive rookie of the year? Do you want to do that? Or I don't know.
Yeah, offensive rookie and defensive rookie.
Actually, the one rookie I really like, Najee Harris, the running back from Bama, is going to be on Pittsburgh.
Okay,
I think he's going to fit. Great. He's going to fit them like perfectly.
Okay.
Defensively, right. I really don't know many.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Actually, just from Hard Knocks, the linebacker from Penn State.
Yeah, Michael Parsons.
Parsons, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
That guy.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's it.
Juice.
Let's see. MVP. I'm gonna stick with Matthew Stafford.
Good pick.
Offensive rookie of the year. Give me Derrick Henry.
Okay.
All right. He might rush 2,000 yards plus.
Yeah.
I think he'll be the only player ever to do it back to back years. So that it's something to root for. Coach of the year, Sean McVay. So I'm pretty much all Rams here.
Oh, yeah, you're all in. Yeah.
Let's see. What am I missing? Offensive, I guess, rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Give me the guy in the Jets.
There we go.
Okay. Give me Wilson.
Okay.
Or
Elijah Moore.
The God.
Yeah, if he's healthy, that'd be awesome. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Defensive player. Interesting. Let's see.
Blake Martinez riding his Lambo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know defense. I guess Micah Parsons is the favorite. I don't want to pick him though. Where did Denver got a cornerback? Who's the cornerback?
Yeah,
Denver
Sertan.
Got? Sertan. Yeah, let me go him.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna go with. Yeah, so I'll run through mine. I think MVP. Juice, you got me going with that Last Dance shtick. So I'm gonna go Rodgers, MVP.
Okay. He was it last year, so why not?
He was the official MVP. I was trying to think about it. Who was the MVP last year? Yeah. Him or Mahomes? It was him.
No, it was
Mahomes.
Oh, was Mahomes?
No, I think it was Rodgers. Rodgers won the MVP.
Oh wait, yeah, Rodgers.
Oh, he did win it last year. Okay. I don't know. Maybe he wins it again. I don't know. I think he's just like in the zone now. Like, I don't know. I think that whole holding out almost thing was like it changed him. I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? What the fuck do I know? What's next?
What do you want from me?
What was before Coach of the Year? What was the next award we were doing? Offensive Player of the Year?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Let's see. Wow, I'm on the spot here. I don't really know. I don't know.
You can do it.
Let me come back to that. Coach of the Year. I'm going to go with Deuce. No, just because like he's got like all this like hype, the Chargers coach. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like, so much hype around him being like this amazing coach. So if they just make the playoffs, he'll probably win it. And offensive rookie of the year, I was going to go with Zach. So I'm just going to stick with Zach. Defensive. Okay. I don't really know anyone except for that Surtain guy on the Broncos. So I was going to go with him too.
What about defensive player of the year? I like Myles Garrett.
Oh, yeah, defensive player. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, I like Miles or Watt or Aaron Donald. Obviously, you can always throw him in there.
Comeback player of the year. I'm going to say Saquon over Dak Prescott.
Yeah. I mean, if he could.
Good one. Yeah, probably be one of those two, I would think.
Yeah, if he could play the whole season, you know? I mean, shit. Can he come back player of the year? It could be defensive, too, right?
Yeah, it could be anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to go with CJ Mosley.
Oh, that's a good one, too, though. Really.
I mean, he's the Jets' best defensive player, arguably, right? I mean, sucks we lost Carl Lawson, but we got another loss, and we got Shaq. I really have no idea what the Jets are going to be like on defense. Like, no idea.
Right.
They did pick up that dude from the D lineman. Shit, what's his name? He's going to line up next to Quinnen. Didn't they just like...
Shaq?
No, they got some... Sorry. It starts with an S, last name.
Wait, Sheldon Rankins you're talking about?
Oh, Rankins. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
from New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. I think the Jets. The thing with them is corners. I don't know, like you know, how's their secondary going to be? But
who's Shaq Lawson, man? I can't believe he got hurt.
You mean
who's
Carl?
Who's going to be the best wide receiver?
Carlos.
Devontae. Yeah, I could see Devontae. I could see one of the Rams receivers being real good now.
Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, I mean he's really good.
Yeah, he is good.
I don't know. One of the Browns receivers, maybe.
I'm gonna say Devontae. He's too good.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, you know what? I've been hating on the Cowboys a lot. I could see Amari Cooper doing it.
Cooper
or CeeDee. CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee's going to be awesome, too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's probably the best part of the Cowboys, you know, is, well, their line is still really good, but their receivers are legit, too. So, it's just, you know.
Who's the first coach fired?
Ooh, first coach fired. Wow.
Nagy.
Yeah.
Who?
Maybe. Nagy.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah. I could see that. If he sticks with Dalton too long and they're sucking, I could see that. You know?
Who else? I don't see anyone really on the hot seat. Like, Gruden.
You know what? I'll do a surprise one. I'll say Carolina Panthers. They fire Matt Rhule.
What? Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That would be a real surprise.
That would be a shocker. Yeah. I thought he's like a culture changer type. You know?
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, like, they just pull the plug so quickly on coaches. If you're bad for 2 years in a row, then you're on the hot seat. Like even Joe Judge is on the hot seat if they only win two games this year. You know what I mean? So if he's bad, plus he's got for a coach, I think he's got a $70 or $80 million contract. I don't know if that's guaranteed. So if you can get off that and hire somebody else, you know why not? So yeah, that'll be my pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I could see what's his face in Minnesota if they have another kind of if they somehow miss the playoffs.
Oh, Zimmer.
Zimmer.
I like Zimmer.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but I could see if they because they seem almost like a little I mean, they're talented, but they're kind of dysfunctional with the whole COVID.
They're stale. They need to change.
Yeah,
he's been there for a while now.
He's been there for a minute. So. Yeah, they've kind of underachieved certain years, so I could see that happening.
You know what? Dan Campbell, I mean, the Lions are going to be bad, but Dan Campbell's just crazy.
He's a psychopath. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a weird, he's crazy.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting what goes on, up there in the D, but yeah, I don't know why I can't think of an offensive player. What's his face on the Bills, the receiver? I'm like drawing
Dibs.
Yeah. There you go. There's my offensive player of the year.
Devon Diggs.
Yeah, Devon Diggs. Yeah, I mean, he had such a great year last year. I think he could keep that up. I just, you know, everyone's so high on the Bills. I don't know. At the end of the day, I still think, I don't know. I could still see them, like, choking somehow. I don't know. They just have that bad luck to them.
So that's what's so great about the NFL. In a week, you're going to tear up my predictions, and none of it matters because the Browns will be 0-5, or right. You know, the Rams will be terrible, and some random team will be great. Every year there's hope. Like, your team can do it. You know what I mean? So I think that's what makes the league so awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be fun. Johnny Poole, Juice, you going to get in?
Well, when's the deadline? How much is it?
This Saturday, 100.
Oh, I don't have to do it by Thursday?
No, Thursday games, we never pick Thursday games.
Just do it.
I'm just terrible at it.
I mean, everyone's terrible at it.
Maybe. All right, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Anything else, guys?
I think
we kind of said it all.
It. Yeah.
I feel like we're missing something. Something important. Is there a player or a team we haven't, like, pointed out? No, I think we got everything. So. All right.
We got everything. Everything.
Yeah. So Thursday night is what? Bucks, Cowboys.
Oh, you have a prediction? Who's going to win?
Bucks, by.
Yeah, Bucks. Say like the Super Bowl team, Super Bowl winner, like, always wins that Thursday night game or some shit like that?
Yeah, Cowboys are just kind of. Cowboys are a mess, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right.
Cowboys, yeah.
All right.
Bucks by 10. Take care, call me head.
All right, guys. Take care. Call me head.
Welcome. You're welcome.